Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. That is me, Molly, and thank you for joining me today as we talk about what is going on in astrology and with the energies of this week and into the weekend. I hope you are enjoying a lovely July. It is quite a month of, let's see, how can I sum this up? Maybe changes or struggle at times, feeling like there's this push and pull going on. If so, I'd like to validate that and tell you it's in the cosmos right now. We have had a lot of big oppositional energies in the past week. That's when two planets are on different sides of the table. They have different perspectives, different intentions, different motivations, and it can create a dynamic that's uncomfortable. But thankfully, these oppositions don't last long. They are meant to be a balance point where you see something in a new way. You see the other side of the coin. You learn the other side of a situation. You're able to say, okay, I didn't see that before, and now I can see something. So oppositions can be paralyzing, I think, at times, because you could be unsure of which way to go, what decision to make, what to say, what to do. But we're moving through that. And we're moving through that because now the sun is moving forward in Cancer. The sun is currently at 20 degrees of Cancer. And the sun is the biggest, brightest light in the zodiac. It's the most important energy. And so that's why we always follow what the sun is leading and what it is showing us. And as it moves through Cancer, it's moving through an area of your chart that is meant to reconnect you with your feelings, your inner world, where you feel safe, what has meaning to you, where you come from, your ancestors, perhaps even feeling sentimental. Cancer is where we want to connect with people at an emotional level. We look at our tribe, or we look for a tribe. We look at our mothers, or we look for a mother. We become a mother to ourselves. We take care of our inner world. Cancer is all about home and hearth and family and where we really want to love. It's at its core a very loving, nurturing energy. But as I was sharing, we've been feeling oppositional energies with Cancer, and that is through the energy of Capricorn, which is the opposite of Cancer. For Cancer, it's personal, it's subjective. For Capricorn, it's objective, and no feelings are involved at all, okay? So there's something in your life that's been showing you how to not be so dang attached, how to not be so emotionally connected or emotionally involved in something. And that's what the past week or so has been showing us, especially that full moon that we just had, July 9th. That full moon really highlighted something, a struggle, something that was really big for you, something, you know, an argument, a confrontation, an encounter with someone. Something came up to show you how you can step back and not be so in it. Now, we had a lot of energy in Cancer lately. And as I talked about last week, the planets have moved forward. And so it loosens up some of that emotional connection, and we start to see things differently. We now have the Mercury. We have Mercury in Leo, reconnecting us to our creative spark, where we feel bold, courageous. We want to put ourselves out there a little bit more. We have Venus, who's now in Gemini, and she wants to socialize and get out and read and talk with friends and be intellectually stimulated. We have Mars, who is still traveling fairly close to the sun at 24 degrees. And Mars is going to be finishing up its 2 months in Cancer pretty soon, in the next, I'd say, about 10 days or so. So that was part of this oppositional energy, where we felt we had to emotionally fight for something, or we dig in or get really worked up. And it's showing us, okay, where can I come back to center on something and not take it so personally, not feel so emotionally invested, not feel vulnerable or defensive. And then we also have Jupiter moving direct in Libra. And this is really good for making sure that we're sharing with people. We're talking about ideas. We're socializing. We know we don't have to do it all on our own. We can find a good partner, a good person to run our ideas past. This is a good reminder that you don't have to have it all on your shoulders, and that it actually is easier when we work with other people who have our same values. So getting back to the sun here, the sun in Cancer is showing us what has meaning. And it's been rough because the sun in Cancer, like I said, it highlights our emotional feelings, our sense of meaning, our heart chakra, a lot of our inner world that we could feel not only as personal, but we have to defend. And every year since 2008, the sun in Cancer has been in an opposition to Pluto in Capricorn. And I want to touch on this because I think it's an important theme to understand right now. So the sun in Cancer is feminine, mother, nurturing, very soft, very loving. In Capricorn is the masculine, the public, the father. It's what we do out in the world. It's business, right? It's this is about business. And we have this opposition going on since 2008. Every time the sun goes into Cancer, we have this opposition between the mother and the father energies. And I mean that in the archetypal sense, the sense that on this side of the spectrum, this is where I feel very personal. And on this side of the same coin, I feel and I know it's business, or I know it's not personal. And this energy dynamic is going to continue until 2023, 5 more years. And that's when Pluto is going to start moving into Aquarius. And he actually does a back and forth between Aquarius and Capricorn, Aquarius, Capricorn. And that's because Pluto moves so slow, so he takes time to move into a new sign. But what's important is that at a collective level, at a bigger picture level, we are each having to come to terms with this opposition between the father archetype and the mother archetype, between where we give and take care of others and where we have to stand strong and what is best for us and our own inner authority. And every summer, this theme comes up. And we're meant to move through it so that by the time we arrive in 2023, you have a better understanding about what it means to not take something so personal or feel so emotional about it, where you can integrate more meaning into your business, where you can incorporate more balance into your family and your work life, where you can integrate the best of both energies, the best of Capricorn and the best of Cancer. And so that's an ongoing theme, and it's important because it is one of the biggest oppositions in astrology, with the sun being the brightest light, you know, the biggest energy source, and Pluto being the farthest from the sun, which makes it incredibly powerful. If you've had a Pluto transit, you know those are intense puppies to live through. In the past 10 years, I've had so many Pluto transits. It's like my life has just had this continual rotation, upheaval, transformation, new start, new beginnings. It's sort of like things aren't settled when we're working with Pluto. There's stuff under the surface that's going on. There's deeper meaning to be found. There's more wisdom going on. So when we have these Pluto oppositions, we're working at things at a deeper level. And it's really at a soul level. It's one of the gifts of Pluto. Pluto helps us dig in to our lifetimes of experiences, of energies, of lessons. It's why you could have something come up and it could feel vaguely familiar or sort of like, I recognize this, but I can't quite put my finger on it. And it's probably because it's from another lifetime, another reincarnation, where you were working with that energy more fully and more deeply. And in this lifetime, you have the ability to see what you were learning or healing, to allow it to be complete, to allow it to be done. So it's always a big time when we have a Pluto opposition. And now that we're on the other side of that very potent full moon in Capricorn, that was conjunct Pluto, no less, I feel like it's kind of this big exhale period. Like, okay, whew, I just want to take a vacation, relax, take it easy, you know, binge watch TV, get lost in Netflix. It's sort of like you just need an energy break. That's how big I think the first or the last few weeks have been. Now, the sun is going to meet up nicely with Chiron at 28 degrees. At the same time, it's going to square Uranus at 28 degrees. So that's going to be a powerhouse day, 28 degrees. That's actually going to be next week, July 19, 20. I'll be doing a show around there next Wednesday. We'll talk about that a little bit more, but just a heads up. So what that means is the sun is going to square Uranus, which shows us something new, something we didn't see, a new decision, a new something, where we say, I want that, I'm going to go in that direction, this is new to me. There's something unexpected that can occur when the sun squares Uranus. However, it's also going to be trining Chiron, which could be incredibly healing. And you can understand what you were learning or the lesson. You could feel like, oh, I'm really ready to let that go. It's like something can develop unexpectedly and out of the blue connection and out of the blue person comes back or connects with you or a situation or something happens. And then you quickly find peace, understanding, wisdom, healing, something because of that. So it's a really big day. And I would just stay open to what or who shows up. Again, that's going to be July 19th, 20th. And then we start to enter eclipse season. And it's a whammy this year, my friends. It's a big eclipse season. We're going to have two new moons in Leo. So go to your natal chart And know that wherever Leo energy is for you, it's going to be lit up. It is going to be on fire. That first new moon is on July 23rd at 0 degrees. 0 degrees of Leo. It's going to be the sun, the moon, and Mars. 0 degrees of Leo. That's like a bam, here we go. Light the fire. Light the bonfire. That is really energizing. And Mars is going to be a happy boy when he moves into Leo. He's not really a happy boy in Mars. If you've felt like men have been moody, that would be Mars. Mars in Cancer. Because Mars represents men, just like Venus represents women. So with wherever Mars is going, it represents masculine energy. Our masculine selves have been a little bit moodier. We haven't wanted to take a risk. We've been like, oh, do I want to do that? Do I not want to do that? It's very back and forth. But when Mars goes into Leo, he gets some courage. He gets some healthy ego. He gets that sense of, I can do it. He gets his creative spark back, and he's like, charge ahead. Mars in Leo is determined. It is driven. It is ambitious. And when it's in a healthy place, it is operating for the benefit of all. It's like the so Leo means lion, and I always think of the Lion King. And how when you rule from the heart, when you rule with that sense of what is best for all, what is best for many, not just what is best for me, then you really activate the best of the Leo energy. And that's important to know because, as I said, we're going to have a lot of Leo energy starting July 23rd. The sun enters Leo, Mars enters Leo, and then we're going to have eclipses that are going to rock and roll your chart in the sign of Leo. So we're going to talk more about that as we get into that energy, but I like to give you a heads up because it can help with anything you're planning. It can help you with your business, with your love life, with it's great for dating. It's great for meeting somebody because Leo takes the risk to ask out that date or to pursue someone because they're attracted to them. Leo is really about dating, mating, sex, children. It's very much that procreator energy. So things are going to get spicy and hot here at the end of the month, but until then, I feel like just exhaling, like I said earlier, to take a break as you can, to allow yourself time to have some fun. The Mercury in Leo, well, he's moving pretty fast. Mercury always moves fast. But he's going to meet up with Jupiter over the next few days. Mercury in Leo is going to sextile Jupiter in Libra. It's a great time for those projects, commitments, ideas, communications, you know, doing something and sharing it, putting it out there, and working with others. Great energy for that. Venus in Gemini, she's really helping us get more social and work with people, share our ideas, look at the stories that are in our heads, look at how we are sharing more of who we are in the world. Venus in Gemini is going to come up and make a, she has an interesting aspect coming up. Venus is going to make a trine to Jupiter at 14, 15 degrees of Libra, but she's first going to make a square to Neptune. And Venus squaring Neptune at 14 degrees will bring up people you trust or can't trust, money issues, and if you're seeing it realistically but you're not, because Venus is squaring Neptune. So there's something that we're denying. There's a part of our money or financial situation that we're not seeing clearly. It is not time to take a financial risk when Venus squares Neptune because we don't have all the facts or all the information. But then Venus is going to make a trine to Jupiter, and it's going to be a great connection. So next week, I would be hesitant and slower about any financial commitments. Make sure you have all the information, all the facts, do your research. And then when Venus is at 15 degrees, of Gemini and makes a beautiful trine to Jupiter in Libra, it'll be so much easier and so much better. It's a great time for a vacation, to do nothing, to read a good book, to go on. Just I think anytime Venus and Jupiter connect, they just want to have fun. You know, they just want to go to Disneyland for the day. They just want to go do something that's enjoyable, relaxing. You know, a day spa, a pedicure. So that's next week. But I like to give you a heads up on that so that you can plan accordingly. Again, that's at 15 degrees of Libra and 15 degrees of Gemini. So the sun is in Cancer, as I said, and the moon has just entered Pisces. And the moon in Pisces, oh, loves a vacation, loves some quiet time, loves just to take some time to itself and maybe find that quiet, you know, find that place of refuge. So over the past, the next few days, you could just feel the energy getting quieter. And it could be a relief. It could be welcomed. It could be that sense of, okay, I can finally catch my breath. I want to take in everything that's happened over the last month. I want to be alone. I want to just be. The moon in Pisces is just going to work in a really lovely way with the sun. So make time for yourselves. Don't overdo it. Give yourself that break. If you can put some things off for a few days, that might feel better. That might be just the mental break you need. Then the moon is going to enter Aries this weekend, and that gets things going again. It lights up the new beginning energy of initiation, starting, leading, getting something off the ground. That moon in Aries is very powerful with following what calls to us, with that sense of, I feel it at a gut level. I feel it instinctually. I have to do this. I must do this. And anytime the moon is in a fire sign, it then connects with this Mercury in Leo, and it's going to connect with Saturn in Sagittarius, Uranus in Aries, and the North Node in Leo. Whenever the moon goes into a fire sign, it lights up our daily life even more, and things start popping. Then it moves into an earth sign. We catch our breath. We collect ourselves. We look at what needs to be done. We look at the matters at hand. We tally up what happens next. Then it moves into a water sign. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. It moves into an air sign. So the moon moves from fire to earth to air, and we start thinking about things more. We want to talk about it. We want to share it with other people. We want to look at new possibilities or new ideas. Then the moon moves into a water sign, and we have the opportunity to intuitively check in. How does this feel? Do I have the energy for this? Do I have the true dedication? Is this really what I want? Does this have meaning? And after that water sign, we then have that next burst of air, or excuse me, fire. Fire. I'm tripping over my words here. So there's always a process and a cycle in astrology. There's numerous cycles happening at once. The moon cycle is important because of how it affects the energy every 2.5 days. But because of that, it's always fleeting. You can never completely rely on the moon. So you look to other planets as guideposts, as motivations, as what is important for you. In your natal chart, one of your most important astrological planets is the ruler of your sun sign. So if your sun is in Taurus, Taurus is ruled by Venus. Whatever Venus is doing is important for you. As an Aries, Mars is important to you. I'll go through these really quickly. As a Cancer, the moon is very important to you. Oh, Gemini, I skipped you. Gemini, for you, it's Mercury. If your sun is in Gemini, Mercury is important for you. If your sun is in Leo, the sun is important to you. The sun rules Leo. So wherever the sun is traversing is what is important for you to keep an eye on. Virgo, some astrologers say Mercury, others say Chiron. I actually tend to say Chiron is the ruler of Mercury, more is ruler of Virgo more than Mercury, but that's, I think it's a personal preference. For Libra, if your sun is in Libra, Venus is your ruling planet. If your sun is in Scorpio, Pluto is your ruling planet. If your sun is in Sagittarius, Jupiter is your ruling planet. If your sun is in Capricorn, Saturn is your ruling planet. If your sun is in Aquarius, Uranus, the planet Uranus, is your ruling planet. And if your sun is in Pisces, Neptune is your ruling planet. So when you know your ruling planet, you keep an eye on that and what it's doing throughout the year. So for example, a Pisces, if your sun is in Pisces and Neptune is your ruling planet, anytime Neptune goes retrograde or direct, it has more of an effect on you. You feel it more. You need more sleep. You need more meditation. You need a vacation. You feel more loopy. Neptune is important for you. So any of these outer planets, whatever they're doing in terms of going direct or retrograde and how they're meeting up with other planets is really important for you to keep an eye on. So I hope that has helped explain